Light rises on Liz's desk chair. She's on her cell phone.
Hey. Yeah, it's me. How are things going? Yeah, besides feeling I need to take a shower 4 times a day, I'm okay. Yeah. Well, you know what they say about lying with dogs. Not to insult dogs, but I feel like I have a mess of fleas all over me. Ugh. I hated the testing, dispensing all those drugs. I've become part of the problem. I know, I know. The ends never justify the means, but so far this pill has no side effects, and they've already sold several million of them. Yeah, but they're using a dummy corporation. I have to get into that vault. It contains all the toxic levels on all of their pharmaceuticals. I need more time. Right. And I have a little surprise for them. Oh, gotta go.
She closes her cell phone, shuffles papers, and crosses out words. Aldo enters and circles her.
If it isn't old busy bee, how's it going?
I'm okay.
Oh, you don't look it. You should be ecstatic. The side effect pill is a huge success. Your guy Justin has become an overnight celebrity.
Justin is not my guy.
Really? I thought you had a thing for him.
Aldo, everyone knows I have a thing for you.
You're such a tease.
Remember your promise? You were going to show me the vault, that sexy, mysterious, hot vault.
Come on, Liz. Vault's off limits. Why the vault?
We all have a kinky side. Now, don't we? For me, it's dark, moist vaults with sleek iron doors.
Okay. Okay, but you can't tell anyone. I'll lose my job.
Of course not, you wild piece of beefcake. Secret passion, drive me wild with desire, this attraction. To your touch I do aspire in this bastion, in the place I never tire, in the vault. Man of action, drive me wild with desire, with abandon. I will do what you require if we act on any whim. I will not tire in the vault. The steel so hard, so sleek, so cold to tug. Unlock the door and I will show how much.
Aldo and Liz dance the tango, ending with Aldo kissing Liz. Justin enters in, seeing him.
See you after work.
As Aldo leaves, he bumps into Justin. Liz is off to the side, wiping her mouth and quietly retching from her encounter.
Well, if it isn't the celebrity. Hey, Aldo. They need you upstairs. I'll be there in a minute. What did he want?
What every man wants, I suppose. Really nothing.
Didn't look like nothing.
He's an annoying little mosquito.
Is that what men are to you?
Oh, don't say that. That's not fair.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
I don't see much of you anymore.
Well, they've been keeping me busy.
How do you like it upstairs?
It's pretty good.
I hear you've become quite the movie star.
Yeah. Because of all the ads I did, I'm going to play the lead in a science fiction movie.
That's great. You deserve it.
Thanks.
You lost your stutter.
Isn't it terrific?
It was one of the first things I liked about you. You were cute and innocent.
Let me tell you about cute and innocent. Being a nice guy has got me nowhere. Nice guys are stepped on. The assholes always get their way.
You think so? And you don't think you got anywhere with me? Are you that blind big baboon?
Didn't like me. You felt sorry for me.
Oh, really? And who are you to decide what I feel?
You are overprotective, almost motherly. I don't need a mother.
You don't understand.
That's part of the problem, isn't it? You don't open up. This side effect pill has worked wonders for me. I feel so alive.
There are things you don't know.
Like what?
I can't. can't tell you.
And there you go with your goddamn secrecy. Anyway, I didn't come here to argue. I wanted to thank you. You were right. I didn't need that heartwarmer pill.
So you don't have to take the side effect pill?
I suppose not. I just got used to taking it. Anyway, I thought you'd like to know. I have to go.
Justin, I wanted to tell you how happy I am for you.
Thanks.
Justin exits. Liz covers her face, crying.
Light rises, center stage on the boardroom table. Max, Aldo, and Susan are seated, looking at paperwork.
Outstanding! Amazing! So let's recap. All the preliminary game tests came out positive. There were no side effect issues, and the FDA approved it. God bless them again.
They're so easy, given the right incentives.
And we've already sold 5 million pills.
It's estimated that by the end of our fiscal year, we'll have sold another 100 million pills with an estimated profit of $500 million. And we're just starting.
We're already driving our competitors crazy.
Incredible! Isn't this country great? All this is for the short term. What about 20 years from now, when we get the lawsuits? Who knows what side effects the side effect pill will have?
Come on, boss. We'll handle it the way we always do. The hundreds of billions we'll make in profits will more than offset any litigation.
Right. Stupid of me. And we don't have to drop our more toxic drugs, because after all, we have a side effect pill to neutralize them.
Justin seems to be adjusting as our spokesperson. Funny, though.
What? What's funny?
He seems different.
Different? I should hope so. We spent a lot of money on him. He's Mr. Side Effect Pill. Is there any other business?
Actually, there is. Children and young adults.
Of course, they're our future.
That's right, but that future is full of terrible stresses and fearful unknowns. The world is a tough, highly competitive place, a scary place. With high-pressure exams, ADD, ADHD, autism, and cancer, kids react to it all. They become anxious, depressed. Difficult.
Which is why they need drugs to relax, to feel safe. We will keep them focused and in control and on top, but relaxed.
Right. And as you know, we've been pitching this same scenario to adults for years, and adults have been lapping it up thanks to sympathetic doctors.
God bless the convention incentives!
But now, we're going to advertise directly to kids, get it? We'll be advertising on their computers, near the playgrounds, in the schools, and on TV. We'll work through the child psychologists and social workers. Anti-anxiety medication is the key here. Everyone wants their child to be an alpha kid. It's an alpha-centered world. The competition is fierce. You want to be in control. You want to spare them the grief. You want them focused on top, on a roll. It's an alpha world we live in, where there's room for just a few, where the dog eats dog to fit in, where we're told just what to do. Got to quash that thinking spirit, anything that interferes with the path that leads to it. Got rid of your fears. On their cell phones they'll see our new ads on TV. At the parks and the schools, we won't break any rules to be seen. It's an alpha world we live in, where there's room for just
dog eat dog to fit in, where we're told just what to do. Gotta quash that thinking spirit, anything that interferes with the path that leads to it. Gotta rid you of your fears. Child pathologists, school psychologists, anti-anxiety medication is key. 'Cause you know, it's an alpha world we live in, where there's room for just a few, where the dog eat dog to fit in, where we're told just what to do. Gotta quash that thinking spirit, anything that interferes that leads to it. Gotta rid you of your fears. We'll go straight to the kids with the names of our pills. Our prescriptions they'll fill. We'll be top of the hill. 'Cause you know, we are on the vanguard of a new frontier. The names of our drugs will be on the lips of thousands of young people, which is why we're creating a side effect pill for children and teens. Minus the libido-enhancing compound. Not that they don't get horny.
Stop! You're scaring me. Sorry, I'm kidding, but honestly, do you believe that crap? Why didn't I say that?
It's already being done. You approved this strategy a while ago. I'm just reminding you
Okay. I have another meeting. Let's stay on track with the side effect, Bill. It's a winner. One more thing. Erectile dysfunction. Are we winning the war on sagging dicks? Think about it.
Right, sir. I think the boss is really losing it.
Maybe. You were laying it on a little thick.
Hey, I love my work. What can I say? I'm sorry if you don't feel as passionate about your work as I do, but I'd like to think that we're doing some good here.
I guess it depends on your perspective. Sometimes I think that we are, but I don't...
But what? It's a crazy, toxic world out there, and we're trying to make it a bit more...
Digestible? More sugar-coated?
More tolerable, I guess. I don't know. Jesus, Sue, if I didn't know you...
Forget it. I don't know why I said it.
Look, we're not perfect. It's... Why did I say that?
It's 5:30. I gotta go. See you tomorrow.
Susan exits. Aldo rubs his eyes and sadly stares into space. Liz enters, carrying a handbag.
How's it going, hot stuff?
Hey, Liz. I'm a little tired.
Well, let's see if we can change that.
You are a vixen, aren't you?
He pours them both drinks and hands her a glass. He toasts her.
To us?
They quickly drink, slamming the glasses on the table. Liz looks around the room.
So this is it. The inner sanctum where all the important decisions are made.
Yep, this is it. The power center, the finely tuned engine that drives a multi-billion dollar industry.
Wow, you sound like you're already head of the company.
Well, just between you and me, Max is on his way out. We think it's Alzheimer's, and I am next in line. And that comes with all the privileges.
Isn't that interesting?
She moves away from him, around the table.
Lucky for you.
He tries to get closer. She moves away.
Lucky for you if there's a vault around.
Ah, the vault. So doing it in the vault gets you hot.
What can I say? Is it nearby?
He keeps moving toward her. She keeps moving away.
Why should I tell you?
It'll be the best sex you ever had.
He catches up with her. She kisses him.
It's in the next room, isn't it?
Maybe.
He tries to kiss her.
Wait a sec. Close your eyes.
Let the games begin!
She takes a pair of panties out of her handbag and soaks them in chloroform.
Let's start with this. Open your eyes.
Yours?
What do you think?
Let me smell them, please.
Okay, you bad, bad boy. Close your eyes.
She walks up to him and shoves her panties in his face, knocking him unconscious. Liz leaves her underwear near his nose while she searches for the vault keys. She finds them, pours herself a drink, gargles, spits on the floor in disgust. She calls her editor.
Hi, it's me. Yeah, I have the keys to the vault. Oh, please, don't ask. Men and their willies. What this girl has done for queen and country. Yeah. Hey, I'll call you when I photographed everything. Okay, see ya.
Liz exits. Aldo is still unconscious and mumbling.
Mommy. Mommy, come here. No. No, Tommy didn't build it. I did. It was me.
Justin enters. He stares at Aldo, mumbling away. Lifts his head up by his hair and abruptly drops it down.
Tommy running.
Leaves walks over to Aldo, abruptly lifts his head, pushing her underwear closer to his nose.
What are you doing here?
It's not what you think.
What am I supposed to think?
Well, what do you think?
No, no, you tell me.
No, you tell me.
Mommy! This is ludicrous!
All right. I'm an investigative reporter doing a piece on the unethical and possibly illegal activities of this company. I've been undercover for 3 years, and the vault has invaluable research notes on the toxic levels of all their drugs, including the side effect pill.
Well, that was easy.
Well, you wanted the truth.
Why couldn't you trust me?
In my line of work, it's hard to. Besides, you said you needed the job, and then you got promoted.
What did you do to Aldo?
Oh, I dropped him. I needed to get into the vault. There is nothing between us.
You, used him? Were you using me?
No, no, never. But what I feel for you is real. But...
What?
There's more.
Oh, no.
In the trials, I made sure that you didn't get the side effect pill. You got a placebo.
Are you kidding me?
Whenever you requisitioned more side effect drugs, I made sure you got the sugar pills.
Jesus, Liz!
But don't you see? All that confidence, all that extra energy, it's from you and nobody else. You didn't need the heart murmur pills, and you don't need pills.
Well, what do I need?
You need this. You're stuttering.
I know. To be loved for who you are some time ago. Before I was a star some time ago. Can't say I didn't see it coming. You saw me as I was when we first met, and oh, how lucky we are now to get another chance at love.
I knew the moment when you looked at me, the first day that we met, we were meant to be.
Could not say the things that you were up to on that day. But never mind the past, 'cause here we are at last. You never gave up on the prospect, another chance at what I thought was lost. You never gave up on the prospect, 'cause here we are in love at last.
So many times I wanted to tell you I loved you for who you are some time ago. Before
the moment when I looked at you, the first day that we met. We were meant to be, and yet, nothing happened.
You were too afraid. I was not afraid, but could not say the things that I was up to on that day.
But never mind the past, 'cause here we are.